Blog Talk Radio.
Wait a minute.
had your bitch in the end zone. Nigga, she sucked me out the friend zone. Nigga, she sucked me out the friend zone.
Right.
I'm so good with the hoes. I pulled up in the rows with my diamonds blinking like strobes and a Kanye shirt with hoes.
Right.
I'm blowing paper like that. My niggas in here strapped. Their boss, you won't bust back. That's why I act how I act.
Right.
I see it oh so clear. You niggas ain't really, really with the shit.
Hey.
Got me thinking I really, 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 really run this bitch.
Wait a minute.
Wait
a minute.
Wait.
One goddamn minute.
Wait.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Wait.
Start shit, then I finish.
Finish.
Hard head on this.
On this.
Diamonds on my wrist, glisten.
Glisten.
Nigga, let me feel tremendous.
Tremendous.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait
a minute.
About mine
and
Brooklyn's finest.
You rewind
it, bad snow on the creek. Back man chips, spread love with my peeps. Niggas wanna creep, got to watch my back. Think the cognac and endo sack make me slack. I switch it all back, top suck the G's up. Go force move, get Swiss cheese up. Cut to tech, respect, demand it. Slip and break the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not fuck with raw sea power. Feel a thousand steps when I drop ya. I feel for you, I feel shock on, I'm the dawn. Pussy and I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face, so there won't be no mistake. So you know where to tell Jake Lane, nigga. Break up, turn front page, nigga. Look, daddy, flip daily. I smoke the blunt, he sticks on the belly. On the rock, took blocks of christening. I'm a cop in the fire positioning. What? As I sit back, relax, see my blunt, sip a Beck. Think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I'm gonna go to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me swell. Jasmine Guy would fly, Mariah Carey, kinda scary. Wait a minute, what about my honey Mary? Them jeans, they fitting like the glove. I had a crush on you since real love, huh? Hold your horses, I'ma show you who's going to intercourse it. Sex, I'm taking no losses. Even groups like SWV and TLC can't see B.I.G. telepathy. The recipe, a pinch of hardcore with the gun. Tripping ain't easy, but it sure is fun. When I bust my nuts, I bust them one by one. So what's the 411, hun?
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Yeah, man, trust it, honey.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods, man. What's going on, man? It's your boy, Jonah Bay. Welcome to the Jonah Bay Show. I mean, to keep it real with y'all, man, I didn't even know what time it was. I'm trying to attend to my car. You know, this weekend, Saturday, I went out to get some dinner and shit, a little bar. I get back to my car, they bust the window out of my car, man. For no reason, wasn't nothing in the car, man, just because it's a fucking Aston Martin. What, they thought they was just going to find a boatload of money in that bitch or something? What the fuck? So, boom. But the bad thing was, I had the keys to my Benz in the car. They stole the keys to the Benz. Why? Fuck y'all gonna do with keys to a car that's not there? People are just trifling. So, I was sitting here with the workers. They working on, like, three cars, you know what I mean? And shit. I'm trying to get all that handled. So I wasn't going to have a call. But with that being said, I got a treat for y'all tonight. I'm going to play the very first time I was on the radio, 2014. Now, the great thing about this show right here, it tells you everything you need to go private and deal with the, your nationality. I'll put it back up on, Joey said he'll have it ready in 2 hours. I'm going to put it back up on YouTube. It's going to be on Joey's YouTube page and mine. My YouTube page is going to be Jonah Scott. They won't let me change the name to Jonah Bay, and I've had it for years, so it's going to say Jonah Scott. But enjoy the oldie and good, because this can't even be found right now. So enjoy, and I'll come back in and answer some questions later on tonight, all right? So here we go.
But I would hit all of them.
Okay, wrong song.
Love Talk Radio.
And these sorts of incidents.
Nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? If somebody wants to kill people, you know, they don't need a gun to do it.
Makes it easier, though, doesn't it?
Not really. You can use you can strap explosives on your body. They do that all the time.
So when there's the inevitable clash of the anti-gun lobby as a result of this incident, as it always is.
Well, that's all that. So, now you get to another neighbor's house. Now, this is...
Listeners, you know, I want to thank everybody for making 2013 a very successful year. I want to say, first of all, that there was not 1 month in 2013 that the number of my listening audience didn't go up. Not 1 month. It went up every month. And it's still going up every month. So, obviously, you all are out there, y'all spreading the word. I'm going to keep this thing going in 2014. You know, we're going to keep it rolling, rocking and rolling. Also, this Friday, I got a special guest, very special guest, Eric John Phelps. He's the author of Vatican Assassin. Very interesting gentleman. Very interesting viewpoints, has conducted a lot of research. That's going to be a very, very special show that we're having this Friday. So make sure that you tune in, lock it in right here on High Frequency Radio. Very, very good show this coming Friday. Also, probably going to have a webinar this weekend. So just keep it locked for that. You need to get on my mailing list. Mailing list, if you get on the mailing list, is highfrequencyblogtalk@gmail.com. Once again, it's highfrequencyblogtalk@gmail.com. And let me see if I got my guest is in queue. If you're in queue, you can just hit the one on your phone, Joan, if you're in queue, so I'll see you. Oh, okay, there he is. Okay. We'll bring you in just a second. And it's going to be a, hey, man, this is one of those calls. where you need to get your pen and pencil. But right now, this is class, okay? I know it's January 1st. You know, it's a new year. We got to start this new year off right. Information, turn off the television. It's about information. Information makes the nation. So get your pen and pencil. Get ready to take notes. Because this man right here, he runs through a lot of stuff. You know, sharp brother, very sharp brother. Y'all know we have the top notch to the show. And I think that's about it as far as all of my as far as my announcement that I got right now. Get ready to bring in my guest. Well, let me open up his mic. Jonah Bay.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. How everyone doing? This fine
peace.
New year.
Peace to the guys, bro. How you doing?
Peace to the God. I'm wonderfully magnificent and blessed, man.
Great, great, great. Yeah, man, it's we gonna kick off the new year right. With a close associate and family member of mine. It's like family, y'all. And he got some information. Every time I talk to this man, it's always something new. You know, it's kind of one of those type of things. I have to, you know, every now and then you meet an individual and like, dang, you know, I ain't think about that, you know. Always hit me, you know, he's always hit me with some new information that I didn't think about. This should be very, very, this should be a treat for all the listeners out there. But say, man, I'm going to give you the flow. You know how we do it. I know you've gotten a chance to check out my show. And how I do it is, you know, I hand over the floor. You let you do your introductions and everything. I let people just get it out of them. You know, it's okay. You want to talk, let them talk. Get through talking and go into the, you know, into the dialogue, okay? So I'm going to turn over the mic to you and do your thing, all right?
All right. Appreciate it.
Peace.
I got a simple analogy for our listeners out there. You know, some of the things I'm going to say kind of goes against some of the things that they have learned. And then some of these things go right in harmony. What I want people to really do is recognize that they got to do their own studying and apply these laws the way these laws, these codes are supposed to be applied to get their remedy. So my simple analogy is this. About 100 years ago, you have a farm. And on the farm, you're going to be raising some cattle, right? So now here comes a storm that blows in, hurricane. It knocks down your fence. Now, you had about 1,000 cattle. All of them got out except for two. You have a baby calf, and you got the mother calf. That's the only two cows that didn't get out. So you definitely are going to need to get your cattle back. And the question would be, how do you go about getting your cattle back? Well, I already know that most people would say, man, I'm going to just jump into my truck and go to my neighbor's house and get my cattle back. But you got to show your neighbor something that makes your neighbor know that those cattle belong to you. So most people would say, all right, I'm going to go on my branding iron. I'm like, okay, so when you show them your branding iron, you also going to have to show them a little paperwork, like paperwork for blacksmith when he created the branding iron for you and all that. And boom, most of your neighbors will give you back your cattle. Right? Now, we're talking 100 years ago, so there is no taxes. This is pre-1933. This is before America went bankrupt and all that. So now you get to another neighbor's house. Now, this neighbor, he's a shiesty one. We all got those type of neighbors, the shiesty neighbors. He's a cow thief. So when he got your cattle in his yard, he went and made a Brandon iron that's just like yours. Now, how do you get the cattle back from that person? Now, it's a very simple solution. This is all regular commerce. So when you got your Brandon iron made and you got your actual land for your farm, you were supposed to take that stuff and register your farm with your branding iron down at the county level. Now, most people will be like, man, what are you talking about, Jonah? You register your stuff, it allows them to keep it. It allows them to own it. 100 years ago, that was not the case. Because there's duality in our system today. But 100 years ago, there was no duality. You only had what today we call the private side. So you would actually take your stuff and register it right down at the county level and say, hey, I'm the owner. And the stuff that you gave them, they would make a copy of, and you would get at the originals, as opposed to today, they don't give you the originals. So now when you approach that neighbor that's the cattle thief, all you do is bring the sheriff with you because the sheriff has your paperwork from the county. And then that neighbor is forced to give you back your cattle or get arrested as a cattle thief. Now, I'm going to say this for y'all to understand it a little better. That is called first in time, first in line. That is part of the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. Yes, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the law of commerce. Now, that law, when he registered himself as the owner, had nothing to do if he was a Moor. It had nothing to do if he was a Christian. It had nothing to do with any of his political or religious associations. What worked was he followed the rules of commerce and he registered what he owned, which keeps everyone else from trying to take what's yours, or else if they do, that's called a trespass, right? So I just wanted to let y'all know that in everyday commerce today, there is no difference between cattle and the word that they have inside commerce, which they call chattel. Chattel is the same word with just a H after the C. And all of a sudden, you got chattel, and you got chattel property. Well, guess what? The chattel property and the chattel is the all-caps name, the straw man. That is what we call chattel, and that is your straw man. So unbeknownst to most people, some of the major issues we're having is we have not registered ourselves as the owner of the straw man. And I know most people out there have learned that they're supposed to deny the straw man, act like it's not there, and they've told that they can't own the straw man. But I'm here to say that that's true, and that's the direction they want to take you in, is make you not claim what is yours. So there's a rule out there in Minnesota that I found, and it's called Rule 220 of the Minnesota General Rules of Practice, the Minnesota Court Rules. I'm going to read it for y'all real quick. For all of us not in front of a computer, y'all can look it up later. And the ones that is, y'all can look it up. I'm reading it right now. And it says Rule 220, birth certificate. The Registrar of Titles is authorized to receive for registrations of memorials upon any outstanding certificate of title an official birth certificate pertaining to a registered owner named in said certificate of title, showing the date of birth of said registered owner, provided there is attached to the birth certificate an affidavit of the affiant who states that he or she is familiar with the facts recited, stating that the party named in said birth certificate is the same party as one of the owners named in said birth certificate of title, and that thereafter the Registrar of Title shall treat the said registered owner as having attained the age of majority at the date 18 years after the date shown by said certificate. So this is plainly telling you that the birth certificate is yours, and it is your certificate of title of the straw man, or the all caps name. But you must first agree that in an affidavit that it is yours and you are the owner. And then all of a sudden, you're not counted as a minority anymore. It says right here in this law that you will now be seen as one of the majority. So this is a legal process. So the word minority is nothing but what we call legal ease, a legal definition, a status. So you are going to change your status from being a minor, someone who can't take care of themselves, to actually being a majority, someone who can handle their own affairs, right? So once again, what I'm saying is, according to that law, you are supposed to register the fact that you are the owner, because only the registered owner has rights to bring up if someone's trespassing on their property. Without that registration, anyone can take anything from you that's a part of the United States. They can take all your possessions, long as it's in the name of that all caps name, the straw man. Now, I'm going to take y'all to a law that y'all probably heard before. Most people in the patriot community call it ratification amendment. But I'm going to bring you to what the federal government calls it, and it's called Rule 17 of the Federal Rules of Procedure. Y'all definitely got to get familiar with the rules of court, because this is actually the actual rules to court. And Rule 17, they call it Plaintiff and Defendant Capacity Public Officers. So they're going to tell you who's a plaintiff, who's a defendant, and how does public officers have capacity to be in court? So it says, hey, real party of interest. Number one, designation in general. An action must be prosecuted in the name of the real party of interest. Now, the following may sue in their own names without joining the person for whose benefit the action is brought. They have A, an executor. I know y'all all familiar with that term, executor. It has B, an administrator. Y'all should be familiar with administrator, because the whole court building is called administrator, the administration of trust. C, guardian. They have people inside the court called guardian alitums. D, bailee. Y'all know who the bailee is. He's the marshal sitting next to the judge. Trustee of an express trust, y'all know who that is. That is called your lawyer. F, a party for whom or in whose name a contract has been made for another's benefit. Guess what, guys? F, that's you. Coming in, trying to come in as the straw man, you come in an F, and we all know by F, who you fail. Now, G, a party authorized by statute. Guess what, guys? Everybody in this whole list, executive, administrator, guardian, bailee, trustee, all of them, and F, are all authorized by statute. Then it goes on to say, number three, number two, action in the name of the United States for another one's use or benefit. When a federal statute so provides, an action for another's use or benefit must be brought in the name of the United States. So it's telling you, whenever you come in court and it's against you, it's going to say United States against whatever your name is. Or it's going to say Georgia, the state of Georgia, against your name. We all know, if we've been in court, that's exactly how the headers cited, just as that law is telling you that it's going to be. Now, it says a real party in interest. The court may not dismiss an action for failure to prosecute in the name of a real party in interest. After an objection, a reasonable time has been allowed for the real party of interest to ratify, join, or be substituted to the action. After addition, joiner, or substitution, the action proceeds as if it has been originally commenced by the real party of interest. I'm going to break that down for you. What it's saying is you must enter into court in your true name. What the government or your county has not told you is you have not been using your real name. Your mother named you whatever your name was in the hospital, but the registrar of birth certificates had your mother register it a different way. They had your last name first and your first name after that, and then your middle name. So for me, it would be Scott, Mama, Jonah, John. But I use Jonah, John, Scott every day. That's what I was told my name was. But the registered owner's name is Scott, comma, Jonah, John. So if you go into a case and you don't go in as Scott, comma, Jonah, John, you're not coming in as the real party of interest. That is your name on the private side. On the public side, it would be Jonah John Scott. Now, if I don't come in as Scott, comma, Jonah John, they're at no point an executor. The executor of the trust that they just created will be the judge. The judge is called an executor de sanctor, which means he took over the position, even though no one appoints him as that, right? And then, if not, then he'll take over a position as administrator, right? And then he's going to express the trust because the real party of interest is not there in court. It allows him to take over the trust because your all-cap name is considered a domestic trust, and that's very bad in this system. If you're considered a domestic trust, you have no control. I'm going to show you through Title 26 in a little while what I mean by that, and most people know it as IRC, and IRC is actually the law of internal revenue, but for people who don't get into IRC, just go to Title 26. But what it's saying is, under every term is, if you go into court in a name that's not the registered owner, then they can control what happens in court by being an executor or administrator. So that's what's happening when we're stepping in court. This is why they don't listen to anything you got to say, because according to them, you have no interest in the matter because you're not the real party of interest, right? Now, from here, I'm going to talk about what I was talking about when I gave my analogy about the cattle. I'm going to take you to New York DPS Law 130. And this, most people might have heard of it. It's called a fictitious name certificate. Some people know it as doing business as certificate. In each state, they have it registered differently under different laws of what they're calling it. But I'm going to read 6 for y'all, and then I'm going to read number 9 for y'all, because they're really going to break down what happens if you're not coming in your proper name. It says, a copy of the certificate following the provision of this section, certified to by the county clerk of or the secretary of state in whose office the certificate is filed, shall be presumptive evidence in all courts of this state of the facts therein contained, provided, however, that neither the certificate itself nor the filing thereof shall, for any purposes other than this section, constitute or be construed as a mission by the filing person or be used as evidence that such person does or has done business or carried on or conducted or transacted business in the state certificate that they're going to give you, no one can deny that you are the owner of the name. But it's also saying that they can't use that certificate against you to say that you conducted business in the United States, because then they could hold you liable for taxes. So this is saying that they can't hold you taxes, but you are registered as the owner. That's a total different jurisdiction that this law is in. This law is dealing with you doing something what's considered on the private side, but they can't hold you accountable on the public side. Now, I'm going to go to 9 of this same law, because I'm giving you the meat and bones of this law, because it's kind of lengthy. And it says, any person or persons carrying on, conducting, or transacting business as a foreign who knowingly fails to comply with this provision of this section, or who knowingly makes a false statement in a certificate filed thereunder, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. Any person or persons carrying on, conducting, or transacting business as aforesaid fails to comply with this provision of this section shall be prohibited from maintaining any action or proceeding in any court in this state, or any contract, account, or transaction made in the name other than its real name until the certificate required by this section has been executed and filed in accordance with the provision set forth herein. The law just broke down that if you don't go and do this certificate, you cannot maintain any lawsuit. You cannot maintain any contract, because they will not let you quit unless you come in your real name. So that's two laws I just showed you that's making a statement like you must do it in your proper name. Now, what we would call this is civically dead. So then what y'all want to do is just Google civil debt and see if it applies. See, because what happens is we listen to a lot of people instead of checking out things ourselves. And I come from a school where my master teacher taught me, don't believe me, check it out. Look it up yourself. And this is just regular Wikipedia. You can go to encyclopedia, dictionary to get this, but me, myself, I like Wikipedia because, you know, a few hundred years ago, all the nobles were taught out of encyclopedias. Even today, when you go to Harvard and Yale, those people, when they're in private schools, are taught from encyclopedias. They're not taught from the same school books that we get in public school. So it says, civil debt is a term that refers to the loss of all or almost all your civil rights by a person due to a conviction or a felony, or due to an act by government of the country that results in loss of civil rights. So that's how we lost our rights. We lost our rights by an act of government. The act that made us lose our rights was when they created this fictitious name, and they did it for the purpose of 1930, the Bankruptcy Act. The only way they could keep on moving was to use us as credit, our labor. So we are civically dead unless we do this name registration. So I want y'all to be clear on that. Now, take y'all to the Internal Revenue Manual, as I promised. Now, this is going to be a little harder for y'all to find, but pay attention to the actual number I give you, you will find it pretty easy. And it's going to be the Internal Revenue Manual, and it's 21.7.13.3.2.7. Now, what this is called is called Foreign Entities, Definitions, and Instructions. Yeah, I'm also going to break down how y'all get this elusive 98 number, because if you look up that code I just gave you, it teaches you how to get a 9-8 number, which is a foreign number, which is considered what y'all would say is tax exempt. And what y'all would say is a foreign number instead of a domestic number. And once again, the code is Internal Revenue Manual 21.7.13.3.2.7. And it says, mail and fax forms, SS4 and foreign entities are assigned EIN-98 and are only processed by the Cincinnati International Unit. If a paper or fax application is received in a location other than Cincinnati, forward the form SS4 to Cincinnati for processing via fax, and they have a fax number. Then it says, number two, EIN International phone calls from foreign entities are worked by Cincinnati and Austin. If a call is received in a location other than Cincinnati or Austin, provide the caller with the EIN international phone number, and then they have the number. And then they tell you the operations hours is 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Number three, the table below provides legal definitions for both domestic and foreign entities. These definitions may be useful when trying to determine on the phone call whether the entity is domestic or foreign. Yes, this is the manual how they teach their own people to decide whether they're going to give you a foreign number or a domestic number. And these are the rules. It says domestic corporation or partnership. The term domestic, when applied to a corporation or partnership, means created or organized in the United States or under the law of the United States or any state, unless in the case of a partnership, the secretary provides otherwise regulation. So they're saying that if you use a United States address, you you use any of the laws of the United States, you're domestic. If you have a location of one of your head employees, like secretary, CEO, or whatever, executor of your trust or whatever, you are going to be considered a domestic corporation. Now, y'all can follow this law easier if you just pull up Title 26, 7701. That's the definitions for everything that the IRS is talking about. So y'all want to make yourself familiar with Title 26, 7701, or known as 26 U.S.C. 7701. And that's what the definition is. Now it goes foreign corporation or partnership. The term foreign applied to a corporation or partnership means a corporation or partnership which is not domestic. They don't even want to give you too much on this because they really don't even know how to do this, right? So it is the opposite of the domestic, what foreign is. So foreign would be your private side. Domestic is your public side today. Now, we're going to get into what this straw man is because it says domestic trust. The term domestic trust means a trust in which a court in the United States is able to exercise primary supervision over the administration of the trust. One or more U.S. persons, i.e. corporations, have the authority to control all substantial decisions of the trust. That's your straw man, guys. That's what's happening in court. No matter what laws you bring up in court, in the public, they will control the straw man and make you lose because they can control by their code everything that a domestic trust do. You really don't have no wins. It's up to the judge to decide on a whim if he's going to let you win or not. And that's what the IRS code is saying. That's what Title 26 is saying. So now y'all know, y'all bringing up these laws and these cases up inside court while you're losing the way you're losing. The only thing you can do to stop them is bring in some foreign law, or what we call public and private don't mix. So if you're able to bring up the actual private laws, then it stops them cold inside their court system, because they don't have permission by anyone to administer something that's foreign. It's kind of like if you went and did 3 months inside China on vacation, working, or whatever. You're not obligated to pay any type of tax inside China because you're not a Chinese citizen. You're foreign, so you don't pay their taxes. That's the same thing that happens here, guys. Now, foreign trust. The term foreign trust means any trust other than a domestic trust described above. So they want you to straight up know that it's the opposite with a foreign trust. So what are they saying? They're saying that inside the court within the United States, they cannot exercise primary supervision over the foreign trust. They're also saying that a U.S. person does not have the authority to control all the substantial decisions of a foreign trust. So it's exactly opposite of domestic. So that's what we're talking about. Even here, they're telling you public and private don't mix. So when you register yourself under your true name, you become with the of having a foreign trust. They see you as foreign. Last time I was in court, me and my wife, you know, someone had a complaint. I did my answer to the court, right? And when I put in my answer, of course, I styled it the way I was supposed to style it with my proper name and all that. What the court did was they took my name off of all their paperwork. When we arrived to court that day, they did not speak my name or my wife's name. The only reason why we knew they were talking to us was they blurted out the defendant and the address. And we had to ask, do y'all mean us? And they was like, yeah. But needless to say, it got dismissed. Because how do they move forward if they can't use your name on paperwork? They can't. All right? So then it goes on to say domestic estate. Any estate other than a foreign estate is what they say. Now, they say foreign estate. The term foreign estate means an estate, the income of which from sources outside the United States, which is not effectively connected with the conduct, trade, or business within the United States, and is not includable in the gross income under Chapter 26, Subtitle A. They're basically saying that if you're foreign, you're not included in anything that the United States do because you're not part of the United States corporation. So that's where we want to be, people, outside of the United States corporation, which is called foreign or either the private. That's where your de jure constitution sits. But all your statutes and all that is inside they call domestic. So we have to remove ourselves from their realm called domestic into a foreign jurisdiction. Number four, the use this table below when processing forms SS4 by mail or fax to determine whether an entity is foreign and therefore will be assigned EIN prefix 98 by the Cincinnati campus. Now it says, if a corporation indicates on line 9B of the SS4 form it was incorporated in a foreign country, they give you a 98 number. If there's any language anywhere on the SS4 form, such as foreign entity, tax treaty, WA-FIN. They got a whole bunch of other stuff. It says assign it a 9-8 number. So now y'all know what to put on the SS4 form to get 9-8-EIN. Hold on one second, guys. My wife wants to do something. She wanted cars. Just a second. You know, hurry up, girl. I don't know. Just look for it. It's up here. Anyway, sorry about that, guys. You're 9-8 if you fill out an SS4, right? That is your foreign EIN. If you open up a bank account, they will not be able to tax that bank account. I know that for a fact because I have it, and I've done it for plenty of people, and some of those people had problems with OID. And tonight, I'm by. And when the bank was, when the IRS was trying to garnish them, they went to their account, and they could not get anything from the account. And these people still got their money, right? And then we did something else to actually get rid of that supposed lien that was on them, but they were protected. Now, how do I know that? I did not guess that. I knew that's what would protect them. It's what this manual tells me would protect them. And people got, like, the dinar, if it revalues, you might want to get one of those 9-8 numbers because it tells you that whole assets, which is what the bar is considered. It says that person is not required to file a U.S. tax return. Foreign entities, persons that do not have income effectively connected with the conduct of trade or business, do not have an office or place of business or fiscal agent or paying agent in the United States, which means you don't have a person in the United States, are not required to obtain an EIN. However, a foreign entity may need an EIN to comply with the IRS withholding regulation, avoid withholding or claim tax treaty. In this case, tax complete for as shown below. Now, when completing line 7B of form SS4, the taxpayer should write in A, the block asking for an ITIN or SSN, unless the taxpayer has an SSN or ITN. I assure you, you put your last name, comma, first name, middle name, you do not a social security number. That name came from your certificate of life, the birth certificate that is at your county level. Then you have that state called the birth certificate, which is from because that is the fictitious name that the state actually created from the original trust document, which I'm calling the certificate of live birth. So it does not have a social, right? Then it says on line 10, the taxpayer should check the other box and specify on the line one of the following conditions. For WFIN purposes only, for tax treaty purposes only, for Treasury Regulation 1.1441 or 4471. The one that you want to put down is W8N purposes only. As I go through this segment, I will show you what W8N means. It is coded. And it says the taxpayer should enter NA on 11 through 17. That's the whole form, guys. You just finished the whole form. And you really put no information on there, and they gave you a 9-8 number. Now, it says, number two, establishes these entities on the zero. Number three, if the foreign entities, individuals above, receive a letter from the IRS soliciting the filing of U.S. tax returns, the foreign entity individual should respond to the letter immediately by stating that it has no requirement to file any U.S. tax returns. Now, they said failure to respond to this IRS letter would result in procedural assessment by the IRS against the foreign entity. What are they saying? They're saying that if you ignore their letter, then you can acquiesce. In acquiescence, it becomes a contract, which will make you liable now for taxes. But if you get that letter, all you have to do is write, you're not required to file any U.S. tax return. And it goes away. Now, as I said, y'all want to check out these codes yourself. You want to look in Title 26-2701. That's for the definitions. And then you want to look in the IRS manual. And the IRS manual 21.7.13.3.2.7.1 will give you the exact location inside the manual on how to fill out that SS4 form to get your tax exemption. And also, it will tell you that you're not responsible for your tax return, long as you keep everything foreign, right? Now, for all you people, like my friend who did OIT, and he got in a little bit of trouble with the IRS, but we took care of it. I'm going to show y'all why y'all got in trouble with the IRS, whether you did a bill of exchange, if you did money or the reason why some people get locked up or they get hit with frivolous filings and all that stuff. And it's actually Type 18, or 18 U.S.C. 914. And it says, creditors of the United States. Hold on 1 second. Waiting for the. All right. Wow, that's a big one. Hold on 1 sec, guys. I'm normally a little more smoother than this, but it happens. You know what I mean? Let me try a different way. Show you that y'all have been impersonating the United States when you're not using a proper name, which is that last name. And by the way, if y'all ever filled out any government form, I'm talking about the United States government form, just United States, they will make your initial or middle name. They all tell you, so you can use both names a whole lot. That's using a separate name sometimes. Now, it says, whoever on any shirt in the public box or deck of the United States to an annuity, different pension, which or other debt to the United States, and uncover a false or debt transfer such public stock or any part thereof, or receives or invests the money from holder thereof, or the money of any person who receives such annuity. On this title, the bank that's correct. all you have to do is put in intermediary. Now, intermediary is, it's a go-between. Right? Now, the bank goes between your letter, which is your last name, comma, first name, middle name, to your middle name, last name. So when y'all were saying that your store man was the creditor, y'all were USC 18914. You were in a true
Hello. You see that bullshit, man? Motherfucking, it's just playing and the motherfuckers just cut it because I'm going too deep. Now, y'all can't front. That was from 2014, first time I'm on any radio. Nigga, I knew my shit from day one. Down shit for y'all from day one. Anyway, let me open up the call line, see what's going on. Do y'all remember all that information? See, I don't think a lot of people know that most of the shit that's taught on YouTube by all them people, all that info came from me. All info came from me. That's why everyone tries to take down this show, because it proves all of that. You know what I mean? I started eating that into 2013 to 2014, then came in and dropped like 4 hours the first January 1st, 2014. I was already out there doing seminars, all that shit. But anyway, look, open up the call lines. I'm going to 719-301. Peace to the God. Peace. 719-301. God damn, they walked away and shit. Walked away from the phone. Didn't think I was going to come in and do no questions and answers. Alright, I'm going to 407-668. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God, Jonah. What happened? They cut it. They chopped them up and it's a replay. God damn.
Yep.
I was like, damn.
It's a replay. You know what I mean, Casey?
God damn, man. I'm taking notes, Jonah, like crazy. You so right. It's like, damn. It's taking me back. I've been listening to shit, damn. Very, very good damn show.
I mean, the reason why I know they something to the switch, you know what I mean?
You getting chopped up right now as we speak. Heavy.
I know. I hear it.
Yeah, you getting chopped heavy.
Oh, y'all, man, they've been riding from day one, not letting people hear what I got.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the truth.
It's
the real, man.
From day one, I gave y'all nothing but the tools. That's why they don't want people to hear me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you on point, man. With that DBA, you said, I know they're probably not doing it the same, but I did put that in my case too, in my court case, the DBA, to show, you know, that I had control of that name.
I didn't even hear so you. Could... They chopping this shit up so bad.
Damn, can you hear me now, John?
So bad. Nah, I ain't hear none of that.
Nah, I was saying
it ain't been this bad.
DBA... Damn. Yo, Jonah, yeah. I hear you now, G.
Yeah,
I was talking about the DBA. That was so important you was going over that part.
Every time you say what it is that you're talking about, it cuts. Every time.
Oh shit. Damn, DBA. That's what I was trying to talk about.
DBA.
Oh my God, man, this shit crazy. I was saying it was
people,
good.
People try to say that I'm paranoid, like this shit ain't real. Nah, they really don't want me teaching.
Oh yeah, because it's making an impact, man. But they can't fucking stop it because the spirit is here. The ancestors are back, bitch. And we about to take over, so it is what it is. You can't stop it now.
Great results with using my DBA when I put it in a case. Like I said, them niggas won't even call my name. Paperwork.
I think now, Jonah, you gotta, like you've been saying now, you have to make them prove it, because they're pushing people to the point where, show me, prove it. You know, show me you own that name. That's where we at right now. They see it, but they try to ignore it.
Because
as long as
you got what was that? 5 years ago, my nigga. 5 years ago, they made do something, try to counteract. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Nah, but it's good, man. The IRS code. I wrote it down again because I forgot it. Man, it was good. I'm taking all notes all over again, man. And the definition is really good, show. Really, really, really good.
Joey's working on it now to get it up on YouTube. And I'm going to drop up on YouTube and let y'all, you know, get them notes how to do it, man. Like, look, the great thing about the YT, those laws.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people be like, oh, that shit changed. No, it didn't change. So, you can present them. These laws is crazy.
Yeah, that's real. That's what's up. That's what it is.
Yeah,
what I want to ask you, Jonah, real quick about a business, right? I'm putting in different LLCs, you know, many different LLCs as you talk. I want to know, I have a physical business address. Could I put like my 10 different EINs under that same address?
I use my cousin's address and I use it for everything with the store. I use it for everything dealing with CPN. I will never that related by late months.
Because I'm doing
answer
the
your question.
Answer it. Because I'm creating the EIN like Joey and shit. I just don't want to have 1,500 different addresses. I figured
that's
that
why
one business
I only use. I only use two. I only use two,
mm-hmm.
brother. I feel you.
Heard. All right. And that's for it pretty much, man. I'm listening, man. I'm glad to talk to you, Jonah. I want to say thank you. Every time I speak to you, I want to say thank you, man. You've helped change my life for real. So I appreciate
thank
you forever, bro. Peace to the
thank
God.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Peace to God. All right. I'm going to 731-333. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. You broke up. What'd you say, John?
I hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you now. Yeah, man, I was listening. I ain't gonna lie. I already got on YouTube looking for Jonah Scott, but I guess it ain't there yet. So you put something up.
I ain't got no content.
Right. It ain't gonna show up till you got no content. I put in Jonah Scott a Euro popped up and shit. But
yeah, I ain't got no content, so ain't nothing gonna pop up yet. We're working on it as we speak, you know. Joey got a type of MP3 to MP4. You know, I don't know how to do that. If I do it, I would have been had it up for y'all. But, you know, they're trying to see how to do shit now.
Right. He got to do some conversion type shit or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm excited about it, though, because ain't nobody going to be able to take this shit down.
Man, why they cut off a recording, man? Here's the recording.
Yo, I was finna call you when that shit went blank. I said, what the fuck? This a fucking recording. That shit just stopped. You know what I'm saying?
It's not, man. Well, shit, remembering shit and learning from myself. You know, you can learn from yourself.
Yeah, man, it's just like when you said when you went over last year, like September, when you was going over, y'all was going over them laws on that birth certificate, on that authenticated joint. Like you said, it was like you didn't even see this shit at first. It should be like that, man. It seemed like the ancestors be like, you don't be prepared
for
it.
About, that's what I was saying about playing these old shows. Here, you know, I've been doing this shit before anyone. There was no remedy before I came. And now niggas is acting like their info. They learned it from Joan Bay. I teach leaders and leaders of leaders. And,
right.
You know, so now y'all know how in-depth I went. Because the dudes on YouTube now, they don't go in-depth like I do. They don't break down the law for you, look up the definitions for you, and then put it in regular street language where you can grasp it and utilize it. That's the whole point, was to get, like, when I just broke down intermediary and went into the UCC where it broke that down. Like, niggas, they wasn't doing that before.
But you know what that is, bro. These motherfuckers take something that they learn from you. They'll take one piece. Like, when listening to that one episode, you got people that's out here trying to teach about the birth certificate off of that. You got people out here trying to teach about the executive shit off of that. You got motherfuckers teaching this specific little things off this shit, but the fucked up thing about it is, instead of them just being leaders of leaders, like you're trying to get them to do, they want to put their own spin on this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's what shit goes
sour
with. That's why they don't get a law, because, you know, you get a,
yeah.
That's why they don't get allowed, because they're making their own spin on this shit. But a good thing about it is, won't nobody be able to take this shit down this time.
They will not be able to take it down this time.
Because even that Anna Von Rice motherfucker took some of your shit. All that shit's in that episode.
That's what I was.
So.
You know what kills me, Centel, is this, y'all. You can listen to old community, the big community. They all give me props. I'm the only nigga gay, right? Keaton, Sam Kennedy,
the other guy that I first found you with.
April Lejeune, you know, it's so many
Peter.
Of them, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Rock me hard. Pete Rock was me hard. I didn't know people. Nothing from my
man, it's just
they
like
all use the shit. They use the shit, but not. No recognition whatsoever.
It's like this, bro. You know, it's like that fake-ass Black History Month shit. It's like all these motherfucker Moors that learn from you, they want to act like they the first to do it, like so they can be part of Black History Month or some shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, they want to be the first to do it. Like, this shit ain't been done. But then, the Euros give you props all the time. I don't get that shit.
I think they want to be like what's that documentary with Omar and all.
Talking about Hidden Colors.
Yeah,
Hidden Colors.
They want to be on that Hidden. They want to color. Nigga, I don't need to be on their shit. I'll make my own.
But look, I feel you. But I'm just sitting there thinking right now, though. Why ain't you on the Hidden Colors, though? Kind of curious to me.
That nigga, what's the name? And he tried to act like he didn't know about the request. They requested me to be on that last one.
Oh, for real?
Yup.
Well, at least we know the filmmakers weren't hating on you. You know what I'm saying? At least we know that much.
What you mean? No. But, the regular people had a petition.
Oh, the people wanted you on their junk.
The regular listeners tried to get up, and of course they must have act like it came in too late or they didn't know or whatever, because you know, it never happened.
So you said they'd rather have Dr. Umar on their junk.
They rather have what I teach and the way I do it is too much for mainstream. I'm not made for mainstream. As you see tonight, the way they cut me up. But yo, the funny thing is, y'all niggas is gonna have to keep on cutting up, because come Wednesday, I'm
You said come Tuesday, you gonna what?
Wednesday, play it
from Wednesday, what?
Off today.
Right. I don't know, bro. It's like, you know, we had to talk about this shit, man. There's only so much you can do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know that. You know, we had to talk about this shit, and I really thought about this shit. It's only so much you can do. Like, I shared your, which was funny. It made me think about it, because the new hater was in the comments. Did you see I shared your old video about when they were saying you was locked up on the Facebook today? So you
no,
mean
I ain't
on
been
shit.
On, really been on.
Yeah, I was trying to find some screenshots of the petition on your page, and when I googled your name, the video came up that you had made the day they said you was locked up. It is funny that the new hater now was riding dick in that motherfucker. But yeah, we ain't gonna talk about that. But You say what?
It can still be spreading those rumors that I'm locked up.
Right. But yeah, like you said, if this jail take me to jail, motherfucker. Yeah. I didn't know you had a pool table in the man cave till I seen that video.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
Hey, I ain't even used to you without that beard no more, man.
I know, right? I look mad young without that beard. Yo, that little patch on my chin. Oh, I look wow. It look crazy.
Yeah, you look odd. Like, you know, once you get that hair on your face, you take it off, it look different. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god, that looks so different.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look at the video now.
Yeah,
yo,
you
that's
fake
so crazy.
From that motherfucker, though. Yeah, straight facts, though. You know what I'm saying? You might show the law library and everything on that shit.
Yeah. And you can see that go up 4 feet. Come on, man.
Yeah.
They got it. Nigga, ain't no fronting here, man. I am what I am.
And look, it's like three more whips in the yard now, ain't it? Fuck they talking about. But like two, right? Gee, fuck is they talking about? Scotty Johnson and shit. Yo, Jack. You say what?
2017, 2 years ago.
2017, 2 years ago. And there's two more whips in the yard. So what they talking about?
Oh, yeah. For the ancestors right there, had the plates out for the ancestors.
Right. Everything we were talking about. That's why I said, these folks ain't talking about shit. And then you got the mm-hmm. shit in the bag now. You ain't even showed it. Yeah,
on the law library right there. The law library.
Yo.
Real spiffy. Real spiffy.
You showed the little certification.
Claim, nigga, I don't belong no more or shit, but I got in the law library.
Right.
Fuck, man.
You got my... You got more chains now too, don't it? Around the neck, don't it?
Yeah, I got way more chains. Yeah. Gotta keep putting that gold on my neck to protect me from my enemies, man. And it keeps you from getting too. I mean, that's the science of gold. Like a lot of people use monotonic gold. You don't need monotonic gold. You got gold in your neck because your skin is a big organ. So that chain, those chains rubbing together, that put gold in the blood.
Right. But like you said, it's so iffy with it. So many folks don't, like you said, when you was in Texas, motherfuckers really don't even know what real gold look like. It's so much fake shit out here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But hey,
you ain't gold. You ain't getting girls with no gold, man, because it's so much fake shit. But you will heal yourself and get you levels with.
Right. I'm gonna ask you though on that little shelf. I can't think of what y'all call y'all shit in Georgia, cause in Tennessee we call it the TCA. But what's the books you got? Is that the G, the what y'all call y'all, the codes are known it, the GGA or the OCGA or something like that? What's y'all shit called in Georgia? Yeah, it look like you got the whole set back there.
Yeah.
And them motherfuckers ain't cheap, man. Them motherfuckers is not cheap, bro.
They not, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. That's a small portion of my America. And my library goes over into the hundreds of thousands.
Hey, look, I ain't even, after we had to talk about, you know, keeping some shit public and some shit private, you know what I want to talk about. I ain't going to talk about it.
No, bye. Bye. I'll talk to you later.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God.
They already cut us up. We can't talk about it like that. Peace to God. I'm going to 202-251. Peace to the God. Peace. 202-251. They just be listening. They be listening when I'm old ones. They ain't really listening because they're really listening. They could hear me call on them. 336-254. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
What up, God? How are you?
What's going on?
Oh, man.
How
with the full magnificent great. I got to get these cars fucking fixed. They just bust my window out for what, nigga? Damn.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, the haters is out, man. Somebody must be. I don't know, man.
Shit, man.
I hope nobody ain't targeting you, man, like that. Watching your movements. You know how niggas is, man.
Nah, I don't know where it was standing. All that, yo. It just seemed like it was some random crackhead nigga trying to
said the
same shit to Bow Wow back in that night too.
Damn, you wasn't no, you must not have been nowhere around the car, cause you got out there. They had time to go get a vehicle, huh?
Yeah, they had to go get a vehicle, but here's they didn't know how to work a vehicle. They didn't go into the glove compartment. They go into the strange places. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's,
so if you're not familiar with the car,
right?
Damn, I mean, look at
yeah, they wild.
The car is made differently, so all the buttons to get inside the glove, places you can't be able to get in there.
Right.
Right. So they
exactly. So. Yeah, well, as long as you stay, as long as everything's good, man. We don't need nothing happening to you, man. So, you know, just as long as everything's great, that's, man. But yeah, that first show, man, you know, I remember I was on the show, so yeah, that was a great show, man. Right? It was like hitting hard, hitting show, man. Real talk.
It goes in hard. It goes in.
Yeah.
It goes in so hard. They don't. No one to hear it.
Nah. Yeah, it's like, where you pull up at? Yeah, wait a minute, hold on. And then he's still chopping you up on here as you going through it and narrating what was, you know, what was being taught and everything. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's just, it's refreshing to hear, you know, that information again, especially when you heard it already. And it's like, wow, wait a minute. He's like, wait a minute. He said, he's been saying that way before. Like, yeah, man, so. And then, you know, you got well, that's the only thing I really... Damn, they chopping you up again. Damn, you gone now.
Yeah. I'm going to hang up. Yeah. I'm going to end the show. They're not going to talk.
Yeah, G, they're not. I'm about to say some shit. I already know they're going to cut us off.
I
already know. Damn.
They used to do this thing. They on some next shit, man. They on some. But anyway,
yeah,
yo, that's our show for tonight.
Yo, I'll catch you Wednesday, God. All right,
peace,
yeah,
I'll
catch you Wednesday. Peace, God.
I'll call y'all Wednesday. Be out. Peace.